السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى.
یہ آیات جو میں نے تلاوت کی ہیں.
حضور says that these verses which I have just recited, they are from سورہ الاعلیٰ. These are the first three verses of this chapter. That is to say that apart from Bismillah, these are the first three verses of Surah Al-A'la. This chapter of the Holy Quran, as it is our practice which we follow, that on occasion of Juma and Eidain, they are recited in the first rakat of the prayer. Because we find a narration in Hadith that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the occasion of Juma and Eidain, in the first rakat he used to recite this chapter of Suratul Ala. And similarly in the second rakat, Suratul Ghashiya, he used to recite that. So this is in following this tradition that which is the sunnah, the tradition of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is because of it that we also recite that. And similarly this is also the narration that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first rakat of the witr he used to recite Suratul Ala, and in the second one as Suratul Kafirin, and in the third rakat according to some narration Suratul Ikhlas, and according to some the last three chapters of the Holy Quran, Suratul Ikhlas and the last two Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad and Kul Huwa Allahu Rabb al-Nas. So anyway, Huzur says that at this time, with reference to these verses of Surah Al-A'la, I would like to say something. Hazrat Musleh Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has written in Tafsir Kabir and has given the commentary in great detail. The commentaries of Hazrat Musleh Maud Raziyallahu Hazrat, and they are of Hazrat Musleh Maud, is a great treasure, and the Jamaat should pay very special attention to its reading. Although it is not a complete commentary of the Holy Quran, these are 10 volumes, and whatever chapters have been covered, they should be read. Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, That is to say that you glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High. That your Lord, who according to Rububiyat, He is having the highest and the most glorious position. So you glorify Him, and that means that you glorify the name of your Lord in the whole world. That is to say that two responsibilities of people have been mentioned here regarding to the believers. There are two responsibilities which are mentioned. The one who believes that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet of the Allah Almighty, and he was the one who was given the perfect Sharia, and was made a perfect model for us to follow, and to follow in his footsteps and following his tradition is an obligation upon us, has been made an obligation upon for us. So therefore, any such person who wants to be attributed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way, it is his responsibility that he should try his best to follow the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that surely for you in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is a perfect model which you have to follow. And in glorifying Allah Almighty, what was his example? What was his way? In the morning and evening and throughout the day, all the days of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be spent busy in glorifying Allah, in the glorification of Allah. And still he said that, O my Allah, you make me the one who remembers you and the one who is always grateful to you. In the position of ruku and sajda, prostration and bowing down, he used to glorify Allah Almighty. And his glorification and his supplication and his crying in the presence of Allah Almighty was something very unique. When in ruku, when he used to glorify Allah Almighty, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, the great, the high, and when he used to mention the exalted station of the Holy Prophet of the Allah Almighty, and then he would stand straight and he would say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. That then after saying that, after that he would turn once again to extensive prayer of the Allah Almighty, and in his ruku and sajda, and each and every movement during these positions. Regarding that, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha told, when somebody asked about that, that you don't ask me about the beauty and the length of parts of the prayer. Regarding the length of the sajda, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the mosque and facing the Qibla, he went into the prostration, into sajda, and then he performed it for so long that I got a bit worried about him. So much so that my anxiety grew so serious that I thought that Allah Almighty has as if captured his soul. So in this anxiety, when I went close to him, then he raised his hand from sajda and he asked, who is he? Who is there? And he said that I submitted that I am Abdul Rahman. Then I said that, O Prophet of Allah, that your sajda, the prostration became so long that I had this idea that as if your soul has been taken back by Allah. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, he replied that Hazrat Jibrail came to me and gave me the glad tiding that Allah Almighty had said, that Allah Almighty says in his favor, in the favor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whosoever is going to invoke blessing upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say Duru, then I am going to bless him. And those who are invoking a peace upon him, and I am going to give him peace as well. So at that, I was simply performing the prostration of gratitude to Allah Almighty. And I was glorifying and exalting the Holy Prophet, the Allah Almighty. Not only that much, that this was a great bounty of Allah Almighty and for which he was grateful, but even for very small things and blessings of Allah Almighty, however small it may have appeared, he would always express his gratefulness and glorification of Allah Almighty upon all these blessings. What was his food? Sometime he had to go without food, starvation was there, and sometime dry bread was there. But he used to always be grateful to Allah Almighty even for these things. And his tongue was always busy in expressing the glorification of Allah and his praise. And I may also add here that in one narration it is mentioned that Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-Ala, before this verse was revealed, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, and also he had told his companions that this is the prayer which you should do in sajda, Allahumma laka sajadto. But after this revelation of this verse, then after that he taught that Subhan Rabbi Al-Ala, that prayer was taught by him. And similarly in Ruku, Sabbih Isma Rabbika Allazi, then he taught the prayer Subhan Rabbi Al-Azim after that. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how did he teach the ways of praising Allah Almighty and glorifying Allah Almighty, and how the exaltedness of Allah Almighty was so much in his heart, and Allah Almighty used to guide him all this. In one narration it is mentioned that Juwairiya, she relates that that after the Fajr prayer, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went away from me and I was still sitting on my prayer mat. And when after the sunrise, he came back and I was still remembering Allah Almighty and I was doing this tasbih and remembrance of Allah still at that time. So then he asked her that you are in this condition, what are you doing since this morning? Then I submitted that I am just remembering Allah. I am glorifying Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after that, since I left you and I came back, I have just recited four kalimat, four wording, three times. If I compare all these four words with all the remembrance of Allah Almighty with what you have done, then my four words will be much heavier in reward. And those are the wording, Subhanallah, and that wording is Adada Subhanallah, Adada Khalkehi, Subhanallah, Raza Nafse, Subhanallah, Zenat Arshehi, Subhanallah, Medada Kalimatehi. That Allah Almighty is glorious, is according to the number of his creation, Allah Almighty is glorified as he himself likes that, as much as he likes himself. And Allah Almighty is glorious according to the expense of the arsh, the greatness of arsh, that is, he is immensely glorified, and he is glorified as the ink, is there. So, from this, we understand that from the purifying the power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand about the purity that his wives, they also became like that, and they used to spend their time in glorification of Allah Almighty. And also we think about the great wording of the glorification of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that with how much thinking and how much depth he thought of this wording, and then during that period, which must have been 1.5 hours, then he just repeated this wording 3 times only. This was his position and his status, that he, with all the pondering over it, he just repeated it 3 times. So, but the point is that the glorification should be made in such a comprehensive words, and remembering the bounties of Allah Almighty, we should do so. And also keeping in view the greatness of Allah Almighty, we should glorify Him. And then when the victory of Makkah took place, then we see another expression of this glorification and thankfulness, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the back of the camel, and his head was bowing down, and he was performing the prostration of gratitude, and he would say, Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma akhfir, that, O my Allah, you are glorified, you are pure with all your praise, and O my Allah, forgive me. After attaining this high status, when Allah Almighty then showing the love of to the members of His Ummah, then Allah Almighty linked it with the following of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was along with the glorification and thankfulness of Allah Almighty, he was seeking his own forgiveness. So these are the examples of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Individually, he showed this example. He used to glorify it, and he was teaching the ways of how to glorify Allah Almighty and how to mention His exaltedness, and how one can really do justice to this glorification of Allah Almighty. And then the glorification the invoking of the blessings and prayer for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the members of the Ummah would be doing, the great reward that has been mentioned, that is unparalleled. This gratefulness was for this reason, that Allah Almighty has attached so much importance to invoking blessing upon me, that for the members of my Ummah, this has become the means of their forgiveness. And the second is that this tasbih is because of it, that how and in how many ways Allah Almighty is doing the is opening up the ways of the forgiveness of the members of my Ummah. And what a high station He is granting and bestowing upon me. And when Allah Almighty, in the shape of victory of Mecca, granted him the great victory, then he was again showing that exalted example of glorification of Allah Almighty, showing his gratefulness and his own humility and humbleness, that it is certainly unparalleled. So that is to say that after showing all these examples of tasbih and glorification of Allah, glorifying Allah, and teaching these the same example, then he drew the attention of the members of his Ummah, that your sustenance and your survival and your success and your victory and your progress and your victory, everything lies in this thing, that you never ever depend on the worldly means and sources, but also glorify, but really actually you glorify Allah Almighty. And remember this point very well, that in your own ways there are some other other gods are there, which you sometime come into contact when a person is young, just like when a child. Then the parents also take part in his nourishment, so they also acquire somehow a sort of that role of God. And then in relation to officers and the kings and the leaders of the countries, they also take part in the nourishment of their subject. But all this nourishment that they give and the rububiyyah that they perform, that is full of defects. It is not perfect. I'll take the example of the mother who is most devoted. She is devoted to the nourishment and the upbringing of the child, but still there is not perfection in that, and there are always some drawbacks and weaknesses in that. Sometimes she feeds too much and the child becomes sick, and sometimes if she doesn't take care of the food, then the child becomes weak, and if the attention is to something else, then the care of the child becomes incomplete, and somehow there are weaknesses there. And similarly, all the worldly officers are the bosses of their people who are working under them. They are all weak, and there are some weaknesses in them. And these people, they do like that they should be praised, but they wish such a praise for which they are not, they really do not deserve. And these are the false praises, and the in order to please them, and one has to go for false praises in just simply to please these people, and that actually leads to hypocrisy. But Rabbe Allah, the greatest Rabb, the Lord, is that one which is free from all types of defects, and whose praise is the real one, who has shown us the manifestation of Rahmaniyat, and he has taken care of our nourishment, and then showing the reflections of Rahimiyat for his servant, he has descended, he has given them so many blessings. His Mujib listens to the prayer. In short, there are so many other attributive names of Allah Almighty which relate to his attributes, according to which he deals with his servants. So therefore it is the duty of a mu'min, a believer, that when he says Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, then acting upon this advice, he should be glorifying Allah with such beautiful characteristics, and all the beautiful attributes of Allah Almighty, he should try to partake from that, and one should try to be saved from the wrath and the displeasure of Allah. Along with anything, all the good things, there are some elements of danger, and some bad aspects are also attached to that. And Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer that we should be safeguarded from all this. And the one who performed the tasbih in the right manner, he should pray that Allah Almighty should take that person completely in his control. And where the subject of Salat has been mentioned there, then the Salat is also mentioned as a form of tasbih in the Holy Quran. So to be regular in those prayers and to offer them regularly, this is very essential. Only then, only at that time we can be really understand what is the meaning of Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la. As I said, one meaning of that is that you should exalt the name of your Lord in the world, and you should try to raise this name and exalt it. And in relation to this point, when first of all, when we look at the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the highest form of examples are to be seen there. He actually did full justice to the task of preaching. When Allah Almighty mentioned about him, Da'iyan Allah, that he is the one who callers towards Allah. With the permission of Allah Almighty, with the help of Allah Almighty, he is calling the people to Allah. And when about him it was told, Ya Ayyuhar Rasulo, بلغ ما انزل الیک من ربک, that O my messenger, whatever has been revealed to you from Allah Almighty, you convey that to the people. Then he did full justice to this responsibility. Because after that the glorification of Rabbi Allah, the greatest Rabb, greatest Lord, who was the objective of his life, even from the beginning, but that was further exalted after this commandment came, with the meekness, with the humility and kindness, and showing favor upon people and being perseverance, and with perseverance, he tried his best to do full justice to the right of preaching, obligation of preaching. In every condition, he glorified Allah Almighty and did full justice to that one. There were troubles in his way. Even then, he glorified Allah Almighty. But his feet, he always kept on moving forward. There was no fear and there was no danger which could ever stop him from doing that. This very spirit, his spiritual power has infused into his companions. For the glorification of the name of Allah Almighty, they also continue to give sacrifices. Then Allah Almighty says, Allazi khalaqa fasawwa, that Allah Almighty who creates and he perfects, makes it correct and rectifies. Allah Almighty has created the human beings in such a way that all the necessary powers have been put into him and the elements of progress are invested in him. Normally, when the birth of a child, normal child takes place, then all these powers are there. They are invested in that. And as his nourishment goes further, and as it has been taking place in the past, in those powers, according to their situation, further development and improvement is there. Certainly, some people are mentally or physically they are weak, but generally this is not the case. So Allah Almighty has described the human beings as the best of his creation. Then he has given him such mental faculties that if they are properly employed and used, then all human beings can be overcome. So that is to say that the reflection of the divine attributes, one can become like that. One can acquire a reflection of the divine attributes. And the perfect and the complete example of that, as I have already mentioned, that was in the person of our great master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon whom Allah Almighty revealed the perfect teachings. And according to that temperament, which Allah Almighty has invested in human beings, are the development of which and nourishment of which had already taken place in that time, or it was destined to be to take place till the end of the days. So all the human faculties which were going to be developed till the end of the days in human nature, if Allah Almighty has put the element of meekness and gentleness, then this is also exactly according to need. Sometime weakness is shown, sometime anger is shown. So the teaching in the Holy Quran, which was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that Allah Almighty has also said that the meekness and the anger, it should be demonstrated at its proper time. So then you will be included among those people who, under the word of fasawwa, they would come in under the meaning of this one, that they are those who are the perfect one. That is to say that when every action is done according to the need and the occasion, for example, if the reformation is required, then one has to see that for this purpose, what is the result going to be of forgiveness or giving the punishment? If in every situation forgiveness is given, then in society, then at the hand of these people who are always bent upon creating mischief in society, then the peace of the society will completely be destroyed. So, therefore, a wise and the person who is inclined towards Allah Almighty, he would always take the course of moderation. That is why Allah Almighty says that I have created the man, the human beings, in such a way which is appropriate and suitable and without any basic defect in that. An intelligent person, every action of such an intelligent person is always according to the situation and the time. The meaning of khalaqa fasawwa is that whenever there are some weaknesses and shortcomings, then in order to recover and reform those weaknesses, Allah makes the arrangement. If the diseases come, then there is remedy for that. And this remedy and this treatment is also taught by Allah. Some atheists may think that because of their mental abilities, these thoughts are given. But the fact of the matter is that behind all that is the might of Allah working behind that. The power of Allah is working behind that. And these are the things which ultimately point out to the attribute of Rububiyat of Allah, that He is the real one who is the nourisher. And Allah Almighty has given such a mind to the people that for His comfort, for His benefit, He continues to invent more and more things. Take the case of the treatment against the diseases. So He is always inventing new and new ways of that. There are certain diseases which were never there before, or were not discovered, or people did not have the ability to cure them. Now Allah Almighty enabled the man to cure them. And then Allah Almighty also improved the faculties of human beings and increased in their potential. So then as a result of that, more and more new methods are being made available to those people. And by using those, he can do it. For example, there is heart. Previously, there was people did not know, or the life was so hard previously that the people through exercise and through because of other commitments and also because of their food, which was does not harm the heart. There were no such heart diseases in the past. But as the capabilities of human beings increased, so the diseases also increased. And heart disease is one of them. So then the treatment of this was taught by Allah, that is the operation. And then there was advancement in that, further improvement. The angioplasty, that is another method which is comparatively easier. And now they are through the stent cell, they are making further further progress. So anyway, these are the ways Allah Almighty is making more, and the human faculties are made more and more clear according to the situation and the time. And this is the Rububiyat of Allah. This is the great Allah, great Rabb. And the worship of that is obligation, as an obligatory thing upon human beings. If Allah Almighty was to show the disclose the weaknesses of people, then Allah Almighty also shows how to deal with that situation. A person who believes in absolutely one God, whenever he looks at a new invention, he attributes that to Allah. And when towards the treatment of the physical diseases, Allah Almighty is guiding in this way, then for the treatment of the spiritual ailments, He also makes the arrangement, and He should be making it. So in every age, Allah Almighty has been sending the prophets for the treatment of the spiritual ailments, and they have been doing this treatment. And when the human life became the sum total of the spiritual ailments, and more diseases were there, and the disease related to every age was all put together there. Then he sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the perfect teaching of the Holy Quran was revealed at that stage, which treated all these diseases, and the examples of that were shown by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his time through his spiritual powers, and through those examples, and he made the beastly and human beings as those people who reflect the existence of God, those who were able to show through their example God Almighty. And when people forgot to act upon these teachings, and they were unable to act upon that, and they had forgotten to act upon that, then according to his promise, he sent the promised Messiah, who took the same teaching, which was already there in the form of the Holy Quran. He picked up certain gems and of beauty from this very teaching, and he treated some of our spiritual ailments. And then he told that these ailments which are found in the Ummah, these are the solutions to that. If you are attached to me, then you will be successful in your treatment. The doctors, they have the new research after a long experience and after long effort, and they are able to cure the new diseases after a long research and investigation. But Allah Almighty, for the spiritual cure, has mentioned from 1400 years ago by revealing this perfect law, he has already made the arrangement for that. And in every age, the pious people in every age, they have been understanding that. And at the end of at the end, when the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam came, then he also disclosed the ways of the treatment of these spiritual ailments. And so therefore, this full understanding of this teaching and full appreciation and comprehension of that according to the diseases of the age, that was the perfect knowledge was given to him, to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then from this allegation of the abrogation which was attributed to the Holy Quran, he completely purified it from this allegation, and only then it could have been people could have come to know that the treatment can be done through that, and that was this job was also done by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He established that there is no abrogation whatsoever in the Holy Quran. And the true believers and those who ponder over the teachings of the Holy Quran, according to the need, the true treatment was made available to such people, because he presented all these things from the teaching of the Holy Quran and the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who consider that there was no need of the advent of the promised Messiah or no reformer is needed, actually the ailments of these people have become manifest, and they are now increasing, and they are now continuously increasing. But this point, they are not ready to accept this point, that the Imam of the age, which has been sent by Allah Almighty, they should accept that. They are not ready to accept that. Or is it not the case that the increase in all these enmities and these suicide attacks and the killing of the people, is this the Islamic teaching? In the name of Allah, in the name of religion, this injustice which is being committed, is this Islamic teaching? Certainly not. Only this much is there, that these people, because they did not understand it, because of their ignorance or because of their audacity, they have refused to accept this teaching which was presented by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam on the basis of the Holy Quran. So these are the things which these Muslims are doing these days, and they are trying to please their worldly gods, while the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he is calling towards that one and the unique God, and he is giving the invitation to that God, to that teaching which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the true teachings of Islam. On the one side, some people, when they get extremely worried, they are making this claim that there is a need for some Muslim, and there is the need of Khilafat in the Muslim. And on the other side, when Allah Almighty sent this doctor to give them the healing, and he has made the arrangement for the reformation, then these people are not ready to accept that. And then Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى, then the who designs and guides. This is linked with the first verse regarding that. Hazrat Muslim Maud has mentioned that there will be two meanings of this word قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى, that link with the previous one, that as the potential of progress has been invested in human beings, and he was given the perfect limbs and faculties, so Allah Almighty, estimating his potential and power, so Allah Almighty has also provided the means of further progress. That is to say that first the birth was made according to the teaching, and then he revealed the teaching. That is to say that as the physical and the mental abilities progressed, according to that Allah Almighty made the arrangement of their guidance. And the second meaning is that whenever a person went astray or got crooked, then Allah Almighty, for his guidance, made the arrangement of his guidance. And as it has been mentioned before, that this guidance was revealed perfectly through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that human beings can understand the responsibility of discharging the rights of Allah, and also understand his own responsibility, and also take care of the rights of human beings upon him. So when this guidance was revealed, then according to that, now a mu'min has to follow that. And if he doesn't understand, then the imam of the age, the doctor, the healer that Allah Almighty has sent, then you have to follow that. Therein lies the salvation of mankind, regarding which Allah Almighty mentioned in the very first verse that you glorify Allah Almighty and you worship Allah Almighty, and the need is there, and there is a need of to accept that one whom Allah Almighty has sent. And if you don't understand, then you have to seek help and guidance from Allah Almighty most devotedly, so that we can do full justice to that one. And secondly, along with this glorification, we have also the responsibility of conveying this message to the people of the world. And this is actually the symbol of a mu'min who is free from all types of crookedness. Allah Almighty enable us all that with full devotion, we should be completely attached to the one with who has been sent by Allah Almighty and act upon his teaching. And we are the one who really glorify Allah Almighty, and we worship, and we should become the one and those who convey the message. Regarding the Ahmadis in Egypt, I would like to mention by way of prayer once again, there for last some time, against the Jamaat, there is an wave of opposition is going on, and 12 or 13 Ahmadis in Egypt, they are under detention, and we really don't know what is going to happen to them, so specially pray for them. Allah Almighty enable them to come out of this detention and be released. And they think that by captivating them, they will be turning them in their face. But by the grace of Allah, every Ahmadi, wherever the Ahmadis are there, they are very strong by the grace of Allah. And inshallah, these people as well, they are showing the steadfastness of their faith, and they will continue to show their steadfastness. And they are sending me the message is that there will be no shaking in their faith at all. Recently they also arrested one lady and now she has been released. And also pray for the Ahmadis in Pakistan. The condition is also very serious there. Very hard and difficult situation is there. Allah Almighty enable the people of the world to listen to the message of Masih Muhammadi and to accept that, so that all these crooked things could be removed. Allah Almighty has made available all the means. Now it is the job of the people to benefit from that. If they don't benefit from them, how Allah Almighty is going to deal with them and how Allah Almighty is going to take the action against these people, that is known to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty protect all the people from all the calamities and the punishments of Allah, and make them those people who are always inclined to Him and those who are the true servants of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ